This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Basketball is battling to defend their ACC title, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Josh Pastner Show.
Half court, right for Tech, a crossover down the lane, picks Usher, he fakes the three, crashes in, and dumps it down from the baseline! Jordan Usher with malice on the dunk!
We'll hear from Georgia Tech basketball head coach Josh Pastner and other members of the Georgia Tech Athletics Department as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech hoops on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
And great to visit with you on another Monday night and the Josh Pastner Show here in the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. A bye weekend turned into all business for Georgia Tech yesterday, but they made good use of their rescheduled game versus Clayton State. A 103-53 route as they dive back into ACC play this week with a pair of home games against two of the top teams in the league standings in Florida State on Wednesday, Miami on Saturday. We'll break down that 100-point outing versus the Lakers yesterday. We'll certainly preview what's to come against the Hurricanes and a Seminoles team that when Georgia Tech last faced them, the confetti was falling from above at Greensboro Coliseum in the ACC Tournament Championship. And we look forward to having the conversation with you tonight on the Josh Pastner Show. Your questions always welcome for the Yellow Jackets head coach at 404-231-1680, 404-231-1680. You can also tweet your questions to me at Andy Demetra if you're of the Twitter persuasion. So the 103 points against Clayton State, Georgia Tech's most in regulation since November of 2015, the 50-point margin to victory, their largest since 2007. And sometimes, Coach Pastner, it's as easy as seeing the ball go through the hoop and seeing your name in the win column to restore your mojo. Welcome in. What did you see out of your team versus Clayton State that encouraged you, that set the tone for the week ahead as you get set for a couple of tough opponents?
Yeah, well, first of all, good to be with everybody. You know how much I enjoy the Monday nights, and I don't just say that. I'm one of the few coaches.
You might be the only coach.
I was going to say the only coach of any power, of any sport, am I right, that enjoys – I know there's no football coach that enjoys the radio show, and I don't know if there's a basketball coach that enjoys it other than myself.
Some people might say that, but you're the only one, I think, who says it sincerely.
Yeah.
How
so
about that?
I really do enjoy the Monday nights with you guys, and and able to talk to the fans and open up for a great opportunity for dialogue and conversation. So let's talk about last week, we can start from – last week on we have two games. Obviously, we had the Wake Forest game on Wednesday and the Clayton State game last night. And then obviously we'll get into this week with two, like you said, two really tough teams with Florida State Wednesday and Miami Saturday. What I would say, Andy, is first off, let's talk on Wednesday on Wake Forest. So, you know, last time we talked was on Monday. We're coming off of a tough one at Carolina. And goodness gracious, I had ACC Media Day, the ACC teleconference call on Monday after we played Carolina. You know, I said, you guys, and I was talking about the media, you guys are crazy not to have Carolina in the top 10. I mean, because, you know, there's a bunch of people from national media on the teleconference and this and that. I said, everyone here is not voting in the top 10. You're just crazy. I says, take it from me. I coach in this league. I says, I have a tremendous respect for the media. And I'm not saying you guys don't see what I see, but I don't think you do. And I'm just telling you, I coach. I do this for a living. I know that North Carolina, they're good enough to win the national champ. They're a Final Four team. They're unbelievable. And, of course, you know, everyone's
all like, that praise went to their head this past week.
Well, I was going to say that because – this week they did not play well at all on Wednesday versus Miami and or Saturday versus Wake Forest. They had, you know, two losses. I'm not here to talk about Carolina. My point is, I was like, man, against us both games, and the first time we had a good lead in the second half, but then I thought both games against us, they were really, really good, and I thought their guards are really good, their bigs, obviously, and then they just, you know, didn't play well the next two games. I say all that to say this, and I want to get into Wake Forest here on Wednesday in a second. I say all that to say this, that's just kind of how this league is. You don't know. You really don't know. You play a team and you think, man, they're really, really, really good going to the Final Four. I was saying that to everybody. And then the next night, you know, the next time they play. And I think that is the league this year. And a lot of people have talked about the ACC. I just think from top to bottom, the parity, and now that we've gone through, you know, through this part of the season, I just think everyone's good. I don't think there's any maybe super team and there's no bad team. I just think everyone's just, and anyone can beat anyone on any given night, and you just don't know. You really don't know. And so it wouldn't surprise me for North Carolina to go on and win the national championship, you know, but it also, they've shown that they've had some tough games. And that's the same thing with us at Georgia Tech. You know, we've done some times where we've looked really good and other times where we haven't. And that's where the consistency, where I think the team, like the two teams coming in right now, and this would even include Duke, but Florida State and Miami have probably been the two most consistent teams in the league to this point, with Wake Forest probably being right behind them.
Eight of your first nine opponents in the ACC are in the top half of the league standings, including Miami and Florida State this week.
Yeah, and so we've had a tough, you know, stretch of the schedule, but I would say even for the top half, I just think there's, you know, even on Wednesday and getting into it, I really felt that, you know, we had great opportunities. We were up, again, it was sort of like the Carolina game the first time. You know, you're up four in the second half. This time we're up 51-49 to Wake at about the eight-minute mark. And Khalid misses that short shot right there and on the baseline. They come down and miss. Then Jordan Usher has a turnover, driving to his right, kind of bounces off his foot. And Mucius, I don't want to mispronounce his name, but I think it's Mucius, hits a three. They go up 52-51. We come down. Jordan Usher gets, I think we have a miss. We have a miss of a Michael DeVoe had a shot on the baseline, an open shot. He missed. They come down and score, and they're at 54-51. We come down and get fouled. Jordan Usher misses two free throws. Mm-hmm. They come down, hit score. We come down, have a wide open three by Debo Coleman in front of the scores, in front of your bench or the radio side there. Great look. And you're like, hey man, it's a great shot. We come down and get a stop. Davon gets a steal and throws it to Michael DeVoe right in our front of our bench, wide open. Great look. Fortunately misses. And then we had another great look the next possession down from Michael DeVoe at the top of the key. I say all that to say, and then so they got a little bit of a stretch. Then we cut it back into 56-61, and we missed a couple shots. They hit a big three, but we went. What happened was we were up two, and we went in that drought again. And that's been our common theme this year. We just go into that scoring drought. And look, there's a lot of things we can, you know, there's a lot of theories of why that is. But in the end, you know, and I've really studied this. You know, I've looked at it. I mean, when I say studied, I mean, I've watched our games over and over. I've really locked in on, you know, on these droughts we're having and picking them out. And what is it, my substitution? Am I not calling a timeout? Am I calling the wrong play? Do we have the wrong personnel in? It's just, man, we've gotten some great looks during these times. And, you know, and look, and I've said this before on the Monday nights, that there's going to be, I mean, we're not going to be every single game just be hitting like we did yesterday, hitting 15 threes. There's going to be times through the games where you're going to have droughts throughout the season. And that's where your defense has got to kick in, and you still got to find a way to, as I like to call it, win ugly, you know, kind of grind it out, you know. But our issue is we've had a long spell of these droughts in the course of our season this year that has really hampered us. And whether it was the Wake Forest game, we just ended up, I think they went on a 15-2 run. We're up 51-49, and they go on a 50 with 8 minutes to go, and they go on a 15-2 run. Or I look at Wake Forest, or excuse me, Louisville. Man, we had such a long scoring drought. Duke, in the end of the first half, into the second half, such a long scoring drought. Both times we played Carolina, the first time we're up four, and we literally can't score for the next 6 minutes. We do the same thing at Carolina. I mean, Notre Dame, as I've said, we held them to 62 in regulation, and we're up five with a minute 40, and we went on a drought again. We just went on that drought again, and Wisconsin and LSU. I mean, LSU were up 17, and we went where we couldn't score again. Wisconsin, we went in that segment where they were, we couldn't score. So I could just go down the line of just so many times we just got stuck. And so I feel like that has been a common denominator with our team, Andy, is the scoring droughts. And those aren't fun for the fans. They're not fun for the coach. And they're especially not fun for the student athletes. And we can sit here and say, you know, we got to get a stop and do, you know, but look, be still, as I like to say, they're still human beings. They're not robots. And it when you go for that long of stretches, it can be a little bit demoralizing, you know, it's, and so we've got, that's the biggest thing. We've got to figure that out. So I felt in the Wake Forest game, you know, I felt we had some opportunities looking back on the film. You know, there were some things I liked and didn't like. I thought we could, you know, and Wake Forest came in shooting the daylights from 2-point field goal percentage.
And they were fifth in the nation coming in.
And Rodney Howard just came back off of his ankle injury. I did start Saba that game. But you know, we had chances. I mean, I really felt, and again, you could say, well, coach, you're the coach, you're the head coach, that's your program, that's your team, you're going to say all that. But you're the eternal optimist. You look at the glasses overflowing. Yes, that's all agreed. I agree. But I really felt there was just times we could have just extended the lead from 51 to 49. We could have got a stop to 50. Who knows what would have happened? And we just went to that drought. And it's sort of like Virginia, you know, because I have talked about our program being similar to Virginia and Notre Dame in a sense, because we're going to be different than other programs. And we are so different. Our program, and that's why one of the sayings we've used is about being built different. There's no school like Georgia Tech in this league. Very few in the country. When you're talking about, you know, the academic, the rigorous curriculum, the standards to get into school and then to remain in the school, and also then you got to be a good player and play and be good enough to compete in this at this level. So we're different than anybody else. We're built different. But I use this thing about like Virginia. It's very similar. I mean, Tony Bennett didn't forget how to coach. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But they lost three high-level guys, and they have struggled to score this year. They still, you know, and even defensively, they've been giving up things they haven't given up in his time there. But they're struggling to score. That's been an issue with us. We've been really good defensively in my time here. Haven't been as good defensively, even though we're still one of the better ones in forcing teams into turnovers, creating steals in ACC play, and guarding the three. But we're not. We've had more blown, you know, three stops in a row. We went to get seven times throughout the game where you get three stops in a row. We've had more blown of those since my time here as a head coach. But so I say all that to say, when you can't score, and I'm using like a program like Virginia, like us, it can wear on you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's hard. And everyone says, you got to get a stop, got to get a stop, got to get a stop. Yes, 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 I know. Got to also make a shot, got to make a shot. And so I felt, in Wake Forest, we just, you know, we went in that drought that really kicked us in the butt, and that was our common theme. I felt yesterday, and we'll talk about this after the break, that we didn't get into that drought, and I'll go more into depth when we get back from commercial break.
Sounds good, and of course, the phone lines are open. If you have a question for Coach Pastor tonight, 404-231-1680. Questions welcome on Twitter as well. Just reach out to me at Andrew Demetra. We'll take our first time out here on the Josh Pastor Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
It's that time of year where maybe you're tailgating or camping or just hitting the road and you need a sturdy, reliable, and compact grill that's up for the adventure. Hey guys, B. Finn here, and the Weber Traveler is the grill for you, for anyone who wants delicious grilled food away from home. With a compact design for minimal storage, the Weber Traveler easily fits in the trunk of a car and even offers a large grilling area that can deliver everything from pancakes to seared steak. And you can get yours today at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hunk of junk, jalopy, hoopty, whatever you may call that vehicle you need to get rid of, Tommy Novus Center calls it life-changing opportunity. When you donate your vehicle to Tommy Novus Center, you donate a perfect job opportunity for people with disabilities. Tommy Novus is no fuss. We'll tow that unused car away for free while you just sit back with that warm and fuzzy feeling knowing you bettered someone's life today. And did we mention, it can also be tax deductible. Call 1-866-NOVUS-AUTO or visit TommyNovusCenter.org to find out how to turn your jalopy into jobs.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150. With its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport. With unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Here comes the slam! Scandi Energy is proud to partner with Georgia Tech Basketball. And just like how the Yellow Jackets set the Nets on fire in the 404, Georgia residents will be fired up once they see these hot savings on natural gas. See for yourself by calling 877-GO-SCANA or visiting scandienergy.com. Missing out on these rates would be a flagrant foul. So call the right play and dial 877-GO-SCANA or visit scandienergy.com for great deals on natural gas. Boom shakalaka.
The Coach Collins Show. The call of every game. And Atlanta's hometown team bringing you the latest on the Jackets. This is The Fan. Georgia Tech basketball continues to buzz. Now more of the Coach Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
With zero sugar, and now even more delicious, is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, the best Coke ever. Find out for yourself as we welcome you back to the Josh Pastner Show. He's Josh Pastner. I'm Andy Demetra. Of course, our Hall of Fame network engineer, Miller Pope, as we mentioned on the broadcast yesterday, me and Randy Waters. There's only one person at our table who's in a Hall of Fame, and it's Miller Pope. So we're an esteemed company here on the Josh Pastner Show.
Well, I do want to say this, that in my postgame yesterday, I did, if anyone hasn't seen the women play with Coach Fortner, they're really good. They're good enough to go to the Final Four. They lead the country in field goal or in scoring defense. They're really good. And I said this in the postgame. I said, she's unbelievable. It's going to be a hard decision for Todd Stansberry, President Cabrera, and Bobby Kremins, because at some point they're going to have to add her name to the court.
You are already mounting a public pressure campaign to get Nell's name on the hardwood.
And I was saying that she should have her name on the court. And yeah. I said, great thing about being the men's side of the coach, I don't have to make those decisions. So the pressure's on Mr. Stansberry, President Cabrera, and then Coach Kremins saying, bring her along, add her on the court, because the success that she's having and what they're potentially able to do this year, you're going to have to look at adding her name to the court. I will say this, the women's basketball in the ACC is really good. They've got Louisville, North Carolina, obviously Georgia Tech, but Louisville, North Carolina, NC State, I think
Notre Dame is ranked.
You know, I mean, it's a really great basketball league. So I recommend anyone not have seen our women play, Georgia Tech women and Coach Fortner and her team. They should. Well worth it.
And the Jackets throttled one of those ranked teams yesterday. It was a doubleheader in the Camas. They beat North Carolina. And today they rose to number 14 in the AP poll, highest ranking in the regular season in Georgia Tech school history. So congratulations to them.
It's a great honor. And it's, you know, like I said, Coach Fortner's done an incredible job, incredible coach, incredible person. And yes, Miller does deserve to be. He is in the Hall of Fame, but I can't give him his name on the court. You know what I mean? So that's reserved for Kremins and Coach Fortner. Now maybe on the radio, on the side, on the you know, in the broadcast, on the table, we can maybe put his name in the ink.
I think
in Sharpie.
I feel like those who know Miller would know that the best way to honor him is to have a statue next to the concession stand.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So 103-53 versus Clayton State. Clayton State steps up after you were unable to reschedule your non-conference game with Alabama A&M. You shot 55%. 15 of 24 from three, including 4 3-pointers to Michael DeVoe. You had 6 combined from your freshman, Debo Coleman, and Miles Kelly. Like we said, what did you see out of your effort, not only on offense, but some of the areas of concentration defensively that you felt got your team back playing through your identity again that puts you in the right frame of mind heading into this week?
Yeah, you know, if you could pick out a time when I'm 76, 77, God willingly, and ready to retire, that's how you want to go out on a game like that. You know, you win by 50, everybody's happy, you play everybody, and you hit 15 threes. That, as a 75, 76, 77-year-old head coach, hopefully at Georgia Tech at that time, that's the way I would literally have just retired last – gone in the press conference and retired before the season ended if we had, you know, could have – you know, fast forward 30 years from now. But no, look, I mean, here's the thing. We did obviously have the COVID pause earlier in the year with Alabama A&M due to COVID. And so that game got paused. This was our one open weekend date. So we were trying to get them to obviously play on this date or this past weekend. They couldn't do it. Most teams are in conference scheduling or conference play during that time. We needed to get the game in for many reasons. We needed to play. Plus, you know, we had the season ticket obligations, you know, part of the season ticket package. So we were fortunate that Clayton State had an opening. Obviously, they're a local school, so that was great. And I tell you what, look, I understand, and even before I go into the game, you know, we really spent time. We you know, we played Wake Forest Wednesday. We took off Thursday. I met with, you know, we guys came by my office and just talked, you know, individually, you know, and just kind of let them air some things out. And I was able to air some things out. I really felt we had, you know, some good discussions. Guys just coming by the office and just kind of hanging out in my office and talking about, we're going to reset and this and that. And then Friday we had a good film session, and it was really a passionate film session. You know, as much time as I spend on film, and I mean, I was passionate about talking to the guys about understanding how these are the things within the course of the game that end up biting us in the butt. And we can talk about the droughts and everything else. But I said, guys, man, I want Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jacket Nation, to celebrate you, to be so excited, to be so happy, to be so enthused about how you play. We are a defensive team. We are a team that plays so darn hard. That's who we are in this program. And it looks like that we haven't, you know, we're at times we're not playing with that enthusiasm and that energy. Look, you know, are we diving on the floor? Are we diving in the stands? Are we giving high fives to people in the stands? I want to make sure we're huddling as a team in the free throw line, the energy and the play. And that all, we have that, things will find its way. And that's what happened on the game on Sunday, is we found our way and we focused on what we could control. I thought the things that we could control on the defensive end was successful. And then because of that, the ball found the rhythm, flow, and energy to be able to find the bottom of the net. And that's what it's about, Andy. And we really spent time. And look, as I was saying earlier, I understand this, you know, Sunday wasn't Florida State or Miami, but what it was, I don't care who we'd have played Sunday, we played the right way. And we moved the ball. We shared the ball. We had 22 assists on 39 made field goals. We hit 15 of 24 from three-point range. And we needed to see the ball go through the hoop. Some guys needed to see it. We needed to feel that. And there was a lot of good that came out of the game on Sunday, of yesterday. And there's a lot of positives. You know, we spent a lot of times, and one of the passionate things I was talking about, it's a great article on Sports Illustrated. And I said this in the post game, in the media, that, you know, I sent it to our team and talked about it. Sean Bradley, you ever heard of Sean Bradley?
Oh, yeah.
7'6", played at BYU, played at, for the New Jersey Nets and Dallas Mavericks, 9 or 10 years in the NBA, 7'6", running up and down the floor, playing just with such, you know, playing basketball. And then he retires, obviously made a lot of money playing in the NBA, retires, and now rides 100-mile bike races and is active in the community and everything else. I mean, you know, just as active as he's ever been. Life's great. He's driving his riding his bike. There's a car that's stopped on the side, just on a side street, you know, and the car stopped, and as the lady's opening the door, Sean sees that. He tries the veer. Boom, he hits, falls over, and hits his head, and he's paralyzed from neck on down. It's an incredible story. It's an incredible read if you go to Sports Illustrated and just Google in Sean Bradley. I say all that, and I shared that with our guys. And he talks about this in the article, that in the blink of an eye, in a split second, his life has changed. He was riding just a week before, he was doing a 100-mile bike race, to now he's confined to a wheelchair, you know, from neck on down, he's paralyzed. In a split of a second, how his life changed. And I would tell our guys, and he talked about in the article, what he would do to give a chance to run up and down the court one more time. Don't take that for granted. That's why I told our guys, you're in the ACC, man. You're playing hoops. Like, hey, if you have a bad shot and you miss a layup and I yell at you, or I hit the scorer's table, or I yell at you in a timeout, or you get subbed out, or you only play 1 minute, or you play 31 minutes, man, you got to have such enthusiasm, such joy, such energy, such excitement, and love it, because you don't know. Things can be gone in a split second. And I was trying to explain, and I was passionate about that on every single film part of the Wake Forest game. I mean, to every single second on the Wake Forest game, I went through that, and I was pleading with the guys. I was saying, guys, come on, man, we don't have a lot of time. Enthusiasm. I want the Georgia Tech Nation to know our team, because we are about defense. We're about playing hard. We are about appreciation, not any entitlement. And we got to play with such enthusiasm, motor, drive, and so.
Did you see that enthusiasm yesterday?
I felt our practice on Friday was really good. I felt our practice on Saturday was good. You were there and shoot around on Sunday. We spent all that time in transition defense, and part of that is to start off in transition defense. We've got to be great in transition defense. That starts our defense. That's enthusiasm. And so I think they got the message. Sunday was a great game for us. I saw it Sunday. And by the way, even in that tough of an environment in Sunday, we still had a good crowd. There's good energy in the building, band and cheer and the spirit squad and the students and the fans. So I saw a lot of good, and I don't care who you played, you still made 15 of 24 from three. And the ball's got to go through the hoop. And you're seeing Mike DeVoe was 4 for 7, Debo Coleman 4 for 5, Miles Kelly 2 for 3, Kyle Sturdivant 1 for 2, Jordan Usher, I think 2 for 4. Jalen Moore, 1 for 1. How about Jalen Moore? He's going to be good. I've been telling everyone how good he's going to be. Maybe he should be. I should be playing.
Well, save that thought, because we do have a Jalen Moore related question
that came to us on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll do it after the break. We are coming up on a timeout. Again, the lines are open for you. If you have a question for head coach Josh Pastor, 404-231-1680. As we come back with more of the Josh Pastor Show, following this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our Foresight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Jeff Francoeur here. As a farmer, I know the importance of Georgia Farm Bureau's advocacy work on behalf of farmers. And as a lifelong supporter of Georgia sports, I also know the importance of being part of a team. The Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Company is always the home team, supporting our local communities and offering affordable home, auto, and life insurance for Georgia families. Georgia Farm Bureau, always the home team. Visit Georgia Farm Bureau online at gfb.org to learn more.
Discover Dahlonega, the heart of the Georgia Mountains. A top pick for any adventure, take your family on a journey into the earth and find some gold in these hills. Explore our historic downtown and choose from one of our unique restaurant options. And dubbed the Napa Valley of the South, make sure to grab a glass from one of the many award-winning wineries. Plan your fall getaway today and make sure to come to the Gold Rush Days Festival in October. Learn more and plan your trip today at dahlonega.org.
It's that time of year where maybe you're tailgating or camping or just hitting the road and you need a sturdy, reliable, and compact grill that's up for the adventure. Hey guys, B. Finn here, and the Weber Traveler is the grill for you, for anyone who wants delicious grilled food away from home. With a compact design for minimal storage, the Weber Traveler easily fits in the trunk of a car and even offers a large grilling area that can deliver everything from pancakes to seared steak. And you can get yours today at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful Hardware, folks.
College basketball is back on SiriusXM. On ACC Radio, there's live coverage for every college basketball team in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See other details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/ACC Basketball.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere.
There's no better source on Georgia Tech hoops than the coach. This is the Coach Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Be sure to visit GeorgiaPower.com/community to learn new ways to stay connected. Georgia Power, the official energy sponsor of Georgia Tech Athletics. Power on, Georgia. As we get you set for another week in ACC play Wednesday night, 9 p.m. the tip time inside McCamish as Georgia Tech takes on a Florida State team that's won six straight, held on for dear life, but they got the win Saturday in Coral Gables, and then that Miami Hurricanes team will be your opponent Saturday noon and the tip-off time at McCamish. Of course, your questions welcome at Andy Demetra is how you can reach out to me directly, which Joe did. And he has a question concerning your freshman from Gardendale, Alabama, Jalen Moore, who came on 13 points in 13 minutes yesterday versus Clayton State. Joe was impressed. He said he looked very good the few times he's played, especially yesterday. Is he ready for you to give him some serious playing time? Can he play the five position? What do you say to Joe?
Joe, great question. Thanks for tweeting out to Andy and for the show. A few things. One is, you're right, Jalen, and I've said this all along, I think Jalen Moore is going to be really good. And I've said this before even the season started, as you know. I mean, I was high on him, and I have talked about him, and I think he's going to be the same type of story as like a Moses Wright. We were his only scholarship offer, you know, coming out of high school. I mean, some people looked at him, but no one really saw him because of the COVID. And so he wasn't well known, but didn't play really, only played a few games in his high school basketball senior year. Only played about half the season. So he's really an unknown. I'm telling you, he's going to be really good. I'm excited about him. So here's what I would tell you, Joe, and Coach Schwartz from my staff has spent a lot of time individually spending time with him, working with him, and he's done a really good job. He's gotten better. Jalen's going to be really good. Early in the year, you know, he was just behind. He was behind some of the other guys and just things, and just, you know, that happens. I mean, he came in behind. And initially, we were thinking about as a possible redshirt, which I had gave him the opportunity. He didn't want to do that. He kind of want to see the year goes. But I will say this: he's gotten better each day. And yesterday, I thought he looked really good. He reminded me of the guy from the Pistons, the microwave,
Vinnie Johnson.
I mean, he just that thing was you know, they used to call, and I told him that in the post-game locker room about Vinny Johnson.
He had no clue who he was, right?
No, he did not.
Not a chance.
But I said, he's the microwave. And Jalen was like the microwave yesterday. But he has gotten better. Now, there's some things that not everyone sees that, you know, he's still got to get, you know, you don't maybe catch just with, you know, systematically that scheme-wise, or maybe he's, you know, was late on something. But that's just come through time. So he's got to stay ready. I'm not saying I'm not going to put him in, he's got to stay ready. And I was excited about him, and I thought he did a lot of good. He's really explosive around the rim. He's explosive around the paint, and you know, it really bodes well for us. You know, not only for right now, but most importantly for the future. And I'm really excited about Jalen Moore. You know, the two other things with that. Talking on Jalen and just in general, you know, when you're talking at the top of this segment, you know, about the Miami missing the shot at the buzzer to Florida State, you know, basketball is such a fine line. It's such a, you know, when the movie Any Given Sunday, when they talk about it's a game of inches, you know, with Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx in there, that's what basketball is a game of inches. Think about the game of inches. We lost that first game of the year against Miami, Ohio on the buzzer shot where they missed a shot and the kid rebounds and puts it in on a game of inches. Or you think about the game versus Wisconsin. Jordan Usher has an open three to take the lead with under 20 seconds to go. Game of inches. Michael DeVoe to take the lead versus Louisville, you know, with under 30 seconds to go. Game of inches. You know, Notre Dame, we missed the free throw just to the right. Game of inches. And that's what's amazing about sports. You just don't know. It's momentum. And it's maybe sometimes as the sky looks gray, things can change into a blue sky in a hurry. And part of that is you get hot. And I'm hoping this past game on Sunday gave us some momentum and a reset and some positive flow that you're okay. I see the ball going through. I see what coach is saying now. And so, you know, in this stretch run, I'm really excited to kind of see where that takes us, because it's been, you know, a shot here, a shot there, and a, you know, it goes into our direction. Instead of being 8-10, you're sitting here 11-7, or the record's reversed and you're 10-8, and you're sitting there 4-3 in ACC play. And that's how fine of a line it is. So just like you were talking about where Miami missed the shot at the buzzer to lose, I mean, just the fine line of that. And it's the same thing with, that's just what makes basketball and sports so beautiful. And then in regards to and even follow up and finish off to Joe's question on Twitter, you know, one of the things I don't think anyone that knows me knows I usually only play six or seven guys. I think it's best that way. Everyone knows their role. They know, you know, the guys who are playing can play through mistakes. This year I've played a lot of guys. And I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm just talking in general. We've played a lot of guys because I've been searching. I've been trying to find. I've been trying to do anything possible to find that right combination, the right group, you know, who's got the right in sync and what six or seven can get you to where you were trying to get to and trying to win every single possession that you play. And so you're trying to find all that. Of course, we've had injuries. We've missed Bubba. We've had the COVID pause. So that all throws, you know, some wrenches in it. And I do want to say, you know, we had a tough non-conference schedule because yesterday was our last non-conference game. We did finish 7-4 in non-conference. That's not where I want to be. But looking at our schedule, knowing we didn't have Bubba prior when we started playing, I thought, you know, if you get to 8-3 or, you know, 9-2 would be great. 8-3 is pretty good. You know, if we get to 7-4, it's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? So I felt, considering with what the youth of our team, who we're playing, let's not forget we did in the non-conference. We won at Georgia. We did beat Georgia State and we did beat Georgia Southern. Not that we needed a trophy or anything, but we took care of the Georgia schools, which I thought was a positive for us. You know, you know, and all that being said, we could have easily been 8-3, easily been 9-2 in non-conference. But, you know, that's where we fell at. And so I think during the time trying to search, continue to be a work in progress, maybe playing a lot of guys, we're probably better off playing less guys. That doesn't mean those guys in that group have to remain the same guys every game, that you give them a chance to get it done. If not, you maybe give some other guys some chances. And it's sort of like Brooke Savage, who was the acting head coach for
Wake Forest
mm-hmm. on Wednesday. Steve Forbes was not coaching due to health and safety protocols of COVID. And I've known Brooks for a long time, and Brooks and I were talking the next day, and he said, you know, Coach Forbes had said after their season, we got to be like Georgia Tech. He says, man, we're trying to play 10, 11 guys and just trying to figure out rotations. Coach, he says, Pastner just plays those six guys, six guys until their wheels fall off. And he says and that's what Miami does.
Yeah,
that's what Syracuse is obviously struggling, but that's what we've done. Mm-hmm. This year has been the most guys I've played trying to find. Maybe that's got us out of rhythm at times. So moving forward, I've got to look at a group. Maybe playing less guys. That doesn't mean other guys aren't really good, but maybe looking at a smaller rotation, will that help our team moving forward to give us our best chance of success? Now, after a while, if that small rotation is not working, maybe you need to look at other guys. But is playing less better for us? Because it's been very successful for us in the time that we've been here. And it was just interesting that how Wake Forest looks at, we've got to be like Georgia Tech. And if you look at their right this year, they're playing about six guys.
Yep. Let's go out to the phone lines. 404-231-1680 is the number to join us tonight on the Josh Pastner Show. David from Snellville has been waiting patiently for you. Coach David, welcome in. I understand you have a defensive question for head coach Josh Pastner. You are live, and we look forward to hearing it. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was just wondering if y'all ever run a press defense. Now hang up and listen.
Thank you, David. Yes, we were pressing. I love pressing. I think pressing's outstanding. We pressed a lot all preseason long. I thought it was really good for our conditioning. I thought it was really good for our transition defense, even though that's been an area of a weakness of ours. We've kind of, you know. And David, what I would tell you is, we didn't always use it in the game, we used it a lot against Alabama in our first scrimmage, and we used it against Morehouse. But as we backed off, we didn't stay with it. And looking back, would we have been better if we were playing more guys like I did, David? We probably should have stayed with the press. I probably should have stayed with the press even within practice, even within the drills, because I thought it was a great conditioner. I did it all my first year when I was here. We pressed, even though it was more of a soft token press, but we practiced it and did drills, and I think those drills are great for disadvantage number situations, so 4-on-3 defense or 3-on-4 offense, or 5-on-3 defense, or 3-on-5 off, all those type of things when you're put at a disadvantage and still having to find a way to scramble and get stops defensively or scoring offensively. So, unfortunately, I didn't stay with it. I do believe in the press. We did a lot of it all September, all October, and something that, we're probably a little late right now to go back to it. Maybe not. Might have to look at some things, even if it's token. But I do think there's a lot of positives to pressing. I do believe in pressing, just haven't continued with it at this point.
Well, we know this. Miami gave Florida State some fits with its pressure in the second half on Saturday and almost made up a 26-point second-half deficit. Florida State next on the docket this Wednesday night, 9 p.m. inside McCamish. We'll continue the conversation with Josh Pastner in just a moment. It's the Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Hunk of junk, jalopy, hoopty, whatever you may call that vehicle you need to get rid of, Tommy Nova Center calls it life-changing opportunity. When you donate your vehicle to Tommy Nova Center, you donate a perfect job opportunity for people with disabilities. Tommy Novus is no fuss. We'll tow that unused car away for free while you just sit back with that warm and fuzzy feeling knowing you bettered someone's life today. And did we mention, it could also be tax deductible. Call 1-866-NOVUS-AUTO or visit TommyNovusCenter.org to find out how to turn your jalopy into jobs.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all.
The few, the proud, the Marines.
It's that time of year where maybe you're tailgating or camping or just hitting the road and you need a sturdy, reliable, and compact grill that's up for the adventure. Hey guys, B. Finn here, and the Weber Traveler is the grill for you, for anyone who wants delicious grilled food away from home. With a compact design for minimal storage, the Weber Traveler easily fits in the trunk of a car and even offers a large grilling area that can deliver everything from pancakes to seared steak. And you can get yours today at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Discover Dahlonega, the heart of the Georgia Mountains. A top pick for any adventure, take your family on a journey into the earth and find some gold in these hills. Explore our historic downtown and choose from one of our unique restaurant options. And dubbed the Napa Valley of the South, make sure to grab a glass from one of the many award-winning wineries. Plan your fall getaway today and make sure to come to the Gold Rush Days Festival in October. Learn more and plan your trip today at Dahlonega.org.
Hey guys, it's Kevin McAlpin here, and for the last 12 seasons, I've been extremely fortunate to cover some remarkable teams on the baseball diamond. Well, I'm here to tell you about another team you need to check out, and that's my friends at Beaver Direct. Beaver Direct is the newest and easiest way to purchase your next vehicle. Their starting lineup features over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and you can do a full video walkthrough of any vehicle from the comfort of your home or office. And if all goes well, and I got a feeling it will, Beaver Direct will bring the vehicle for you within hours so you can take it out for a test drive. No other dealer in Atlanta has or sells more certified Toyota cars and trucks than Beaver Toyota. Do yourself a favor, and if you're looking to become part of a winning team, visit them online at BeaverToyotaOfComing.com. That's BeaverToyotaOfComing.com, and tell them K-Mac sent you.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Coach Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Great to be with you on this Monday night. It'll be great to be with you at McCamish on Wednesday night when Florida State comes to town, 9 p.m. the tip time. And, of course, those Seminoles will have to stare up into the rafters at McCamish and view the ACC Tournament Championship banner that came at their expense last March to the Yellow Jackets at Greensboro Coliseum. Another question, Coach, on Twitter. This one comes from Troy. Troy wants to know, thus far, which ACC opponent most exemplifies a, whoa, I didn't see that coming type of respect from your staff heading into February. Let's get hot and go Jackets.
Troy, thank you for the Twitter. Thank you for listening. Very much appreciated. Go Jackets. I'll tell you this, Troy. I've been a you know me well enough. Everybody knows me well enough that we give so much respect to anyone we play. I would probably say Carolina, that they were so good when we played them, especially this. I thought both times. I had been telling everyone, man, I think this team's going, they're good enough to go to the Final Four and win it all. Maybe I'm just missing something, because after they played us the second time, they didn't have a good week last week. But I would probably say Carolina. Again, we had respected Carolina going in, but maybe the whoa, like, okay, they are really good. And maybe it was just against us, because they haven't done that against everybody, but against us it was, wow, they're really good.
Yeah, they got shooters. They got Armando Bacot, who could be a conference player of the year. But, you know, maybe Wake Forest, Miami are in those conversations as well. I don't think anybody saw the types of conference seasons that the Hurricanes and Demon Deacons have had at this point.
Well, I'll tell you, on Wake Forest, you know, and I said previously, I thought we had some shots to win the game, and we went on the scoring drought again, Andy, and you know, but and we haven't played Miami yet. But Wake Forest, you know, they're playing less guys, and the transfers they got, it's such an inexact science. Andy, was it Laveria?
I think you've set a record for the most different pronunciations of a single player's last name. Yeah, Jake Laveria. Yeah.
Laveria.
ACC Player of the Week, as they announced today.
But Andy, he had 31 and 10. I mean, he's first team. He's good enough to be first team. He was second team in the Missouri Valley at Indiana State All-Conference, and he averaged 12 a game. It wasn't like he was the player of the year and everyone's talking about him. The kid, Williams, who was a transfer from Oklahoma, I think he averaged 7 points.
Yeah.
His high was 15 against Gonzaga, as we talked about, and he scored a bunch of those late when the game was already over. They get those two guys, it just changes their whole deal. But they weren't guys that were ranked in the top 10 in the transfer list on the on ESPN. You just don't know. And if you ask them, they'll say, yeah, I mean, we thought they were going to be solid, but not like potential ACC player. They were two guys, first team all ACC type. And it's just what you have to get lucky in recruiting. It's like us with Moses. It's the same thing. You just don't know. And so you talk about that on Wake, and that's the deal on that with their things. And Miami, the thing with and those guys on Wake are very old. The guys are old. Laveria, number zero is old. Williams is old. They're old. And then Miami, Charlie Moore. I signed Charlie Moore when I was at Memphis.
He's been around then.
I was in his home. You know how many times I was in his home? I mean, he was coming with me to Memphis, and I left and took the job here. I tried to get him to come with me, but he's been to multiple schools. He's a 6-year guy. Wong, they've got, is a senior. McGusty, a 5th-year senior. They got the Miller kid, a 6-year senior. They're old. We're young. And that's the deal. Like, Miami successful, Wake Forest successful, even through transfers, but they're old. Get old, stay old.
Oh, I've heard that a time or a thousand, and wise words if they were ever spoken. We'll take our final timeout, break down the keys to a successful win on Wednesday night versus Florida State, and we'll do that with you next on the Josh Pastor Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle for anything less. Like the Ford F-150, with its premium-grade muscle and finely tuned intelligence, it's a beast with brains. The Ford Bronco Sport, with unquestioned toughness and capability, it's built to take on the mountains. And Ford's complete lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Contact your local Ford store for exclusive offers on Ford's full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Discover Dahlonega, the heart of the Georgia Mountains. A top pick for any adventure, take your family on a journey into the earth and find some gold in these hills. Explore our historic downtown and choose from one of our unique restaurant options. And dubbed the Napa Valley of the South, make sure to grab a glass from one of the many award-winning wineries. Plan your fall getaway today and make sure to come to the Gold Rush Days Festival in October. Learn more and plan your trip today at dahlonega.org.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Jeff Francoeur here. As a farmer, I know the importance of Georgia Farm Bureau's advocacy work on behalf of farmers. And as a lifelong supporter of Georgia sports, I also know the importance of being part of a team. The Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Company is always the home team, supporting our local communities and offering affordable home, auto, and life insurance for Georgia families. Georgia Farm Bureau, always the home team. Visit Georgia Farm Bureau online at gfb.org to learn more.
Do you really want to go through another year with that awful joint pain? Don't do it. Resolve right now to get yourself moving again for 2022. Hey, it's Cellini here, and it's time to call QC Kinetics. Non-surgical regenerative treatments for joint pain. We're talking lasting results using natural biologics. No surgery, no pain meds, no steroids. Most importantly, no downtime. We're not talking run-of-the-mill stuff. We're talking regenerative, restorative treatments that actually encourage your body to heal itself using highly concentrated natural biologics. Patients rave about it for hip pain relief, knee pain relief. If you're like me, shoulder and back pain relief. Don't let them keep giving you steroids, and don't let them tell you surgery is your only option. Get a free second opinion at QC Kinetics. Do it now and imagine life in 2022 without pain. Call the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 770-285-8026. 770-285-8026. A free consultation at 770-285-8026.
Try it first.
The Coach Collin Show, the call of every game, and Atlanta's hometown team bringing you the latest on the Jackets. This is The Fan. Georgia Tech basketball continues to buzz. Now more of the Coach Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
All right, let's wrap up with some closing thoughts from head coach Josh Pastner on the next game on Georgia Tech's schedule, which will be Wednesday night, 9 p.m., as they take on a Florida State team that all of a sudden now is in second place. I beg your pardon, they're in first place now in the ACC, 6-2. They've ripped off five straight in conference, including a sweep of Miami. Was able to eke out a one-point win over them in Coral Gables on Saturday. We know the predominant traits of Florida State defensively. They're long. They play up the line. They extend. They play passing lanes. They make it hard for you to enter into your offense. I found this interesting, though, Coach. Florida State last year, they were 12th in the nation in two-point field goal defense. They were allowing 44.5% from two-point range. Their three worst games of the season in two-point field goal defense were all against Georgia Tech. And I don't want to be so reductive and say it was because you had Jose Alvarado and Moses Wright. I want to ask you instead, what makes your offensive system conducive to getting good offense against Florida State's length when so many teams are skittish and have trouble finishing from two-point range against them?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I think some of the things we do zone-wise and just the mixing up of defenses.
No, I'm talking about on offense.
Well, you're talking about us offensively. Yeah, no, we've done some good things, you know. They're very hard to score against. They're very, they're unorthodox in how you play because they get out in the passing lanes. They switch 1-5. They try to take things away. They're so long. You can't simulate it into their length. But I think we've done a good job of, you know, when they come over and rotating, because they really send a lot of guys at the basketball. I mean, it's just they come at you like a pack, and playing weak side. You know, really, we talk about it. ASA, attack, attack, skip, skip, attack, and we really do a nice job of when we've played them. Now you got to go make some shots. So you got to make threes, but they're very good. I think Leonard Hamilton, I'm a huge fan. He should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm a big supporter of his and a fan of his, even though I want to win the game so bad on Wednesday. But they just do such a good job. They're, like I said, they're unorthodox. The way they defend, the way they get out, the way they deny, playing the passing lanes, all those type of things that are so different than maybe what you see with everyone else. So, you're not always going to get clean shots. But when you get an open shot, you got to be ready to fire it. And it might not always be within the confines of the offense. It could just be broken basketball. And you take a guy and you find someone open and you fire. It might not be within the Princeton offense or the cutting and moving. So when you're open, you got to be ready to stick it. But we've done a nice job. And defensively, I think we've done a nice job against them. We've caused them havoc on turnovers. As you mentioned, we set an ACC championship game record last year in forcing them to 25 turnovers. And, we scored a bunch of points. And I think we only had seven turnovers.
Yeah, it was plus 18 in the turnover.
Yeah, I think we only had seven, and that's a big thing. So you got to take care of the ball. It's very similar, as I've talked about, against Duke. You can't allow them to have pick sixes. If you're going to have some turnovers, that hurt us. You know, last year when we played them, the first time we played them at their spot, is we had a couple pick sixes. You cannot have live ball turnovers. Great opportunity for us on Wednesday, 9 o'clock, and then we're playing Saturday at noon versus Miami. A big week. Let's see how we go. If we're playing a tighter rotation.
Yep.
Now after we played on Sunday, can we make some threes and continue to keep it going on Wednesday, Saturday?
Hey, the two teams you beat in Greensboro last year, Miami,
there
Florida
you go.
State, and here they are.
Here we are.
For you at McCamus. We'll see if we can bookend some great performances against the Seminoles and Hurricanes this week in Atlanta. Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of the Josh Pastner Show. He's Josh Pastner. I'm Andy Demetra. Miller Pope, our engineer. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to tip for the Yellow Jackets and Florida State Seminoles. Then Saturday noon, Jackets and the Miami Hurricanes. It's been a presentation of the Josh Pastner Show.
Hunk of junk, jalopy, hoopty, whatever you may call that vehicle you need to get rid of, Tommy Nova Center calls it life-changing opportunity. When you donate your vehicle to Tommy Nova Center, you donate a perfect job opportunity for people with disabilities. Tommy Novus is no fuss. We'll tow that unused car away for free while you just sit back with that warm and fuzzy feeling knowing you bettered someone's life today. And did we mention, it could also be tax deductible. Call 1-866-NOVUS-AUTO or visit TommyNovusCenter.org to find out how to turn your jalopy into jobs.
Outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops.
We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our Foresight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
It's that time of year where maybe you're tailgating or camping or just hitting the road and you need a sturdy, reliable, and compact grill that's up for the adventure. Hey guys, B. Finn here, and the Weber Traveler is the grill for you, for anyone who wants delicious grilled food away from home. With a compact design for minimal storage, the Weber Traveler easily fits in the trunk of a car and even offers a large grilling area that can deliver everything from pancakes to seared steak. And you can get yours today at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You've been listening to the Coach Josh Pastner Show, live on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Join us each week of the season to get the latest on Yellow Jackets hoops and all things Georgia Tech athletics. We'll talk to you again next week, right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.